Hello again, wrestling fans, and welcome to the studios of the Old Bakery as we get ready to give you another exciting week here at Hamburg All-Stars. I am, as always, your host, Mr. Luke Dennings, hoping the podcast finds you fine and dandy here in the middle of April. This week, we are covering the 13th of May, 1978. Last week, we covered the 6th of May, 1978. Before we get to that, though, please do not forget to follow us on Twitter, at Old Bakery Pro, and to hit the subscribe button here on our home, the Place to Be Wrestling Network, home of great shows such as Who's Next with This Ring, PTB Weekend Special, PTB Ends Main Event, Nation Invasion, Highway to the Impact Zone, Memphis Continental Wrestling Cast, Monday Night Project, and a great other delightfulness of shows brought to you on a near daily basis. You can find out more on the Twitter at PTBN Wrestling, and also don't forget to follow us. Just to network the North South Connection, again available on all good podcast suppliers, bringing you such great shows as New Gen on a Mission, Wrestling Warzone, The Jenny Position, A La Carte with Keithy, Chronoso, Extreme Three Way Dance, and a whole great other plethora of shows covering not just wrestling. You can find out more on the Twitter at No So Pod Network. You can also find them on YouTube. Just search North South Connection on YouTube, and that is where you'll find us, youtube.com/@MemphisCast. Also, we've got ProWrestlingTees.com/MemphisCast and Patreon.com/MemphisCast if you so wish to have some extra content in your life. Please visit whenitwascool.com for podcasts, articles, and much more on retro pop culture, comics, wrestling, movies, TV, toys, history, and more. And also the history of WWE.com for history, info, you name it. Graham and Richie have got you covered on the WWWF, the WWF, the WWE, Ring of Honor, TNA, ECW, WCW, Smoky Mountain. They've got TV show history, year history, house show history, title history. If you want to see what happened at the Cape Cod fucking Coliseum, you can just search it and it is there. So that is that. So like I said, this week we're covering the 13th of May 1978. Last week we covered the 6th of May, so we're getting 2 weeks in a row. Last week we saw the American Dream, baby. We saw Haystacks, we saw Mooses, we saw High Chiefs, and we saw much more. Before we head down to ringside, let's have a quick look to see what's been happening around the rest of the wrestling world this past week. On the 8th of May, there was a show in Memphis, Tennessee, in the Mid-South Coliseum, drawing 6,111 people. Mike Hendricks defeated Frank Dalton. Jerry Bryant and Lord Littlebrook defeated Jim White and Hillbilly Pete. Frankie Lane and Mike Boyer defeated Tommy Gilbert and Kojak. Porkchop Cash defeated Ron Slinker. Steve Kyle defeated Norvell Austin in the Lumberjack match. Lord Littlebrook won a pole battle royal, whatever that is. Joe Lawler, Jimmy Valiant and Bill Dundee defeated Sonny King, Joe LaDuke and John Louie in a no disqualification match. 10th of May 1978, Lanny Poffo becomes the first ICW champion for his father's promotion based in Kentucky. 12th of May 1978, Thunderbolt Patterson wins the NWA Georgia TV title from Gene Anderson in Augusta, Georgia. And that is that, ladies and gentlemen. So, without further ado, let's head down to ringside to see what Vince has got for us as we cover May the 13th on episode 15 of Hamburg All-Stars. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy!
This week on All-Star Wrestling, Bruno Zorion is scheduled to appear along with Lou Albano's tag team tandem of the Lumberjacks. Hello everyone, welcome to All-Star Wrestling. My name is Vince McMahon, and scheduled in addition to the Lumberjacks and Bruno Zorion, we shall also have with us a special six-man tag team match as Peter Maivia joins forces with Larry Zbysko and Haystacks Calhoun. They'll be meeting quite a great threesome in their own right. Vachon, Moose Monroe, and Strong Kobayashi from the Orient. Also scheduled as well will be the return of the Animal, George Steele. So we shall begin the festivities with the opening contest in a few moments.
Our ladies and gentlemen, promoter Phil Zatko proudly presents All-Star Wrestling. Wrestling show is supervised by the State Athletic Commission, Howard McCall, Commissioner, Francis Walker, the Executive Director, and the officials assigned, Chief Deputy Commissioner in Charge, Nick Santoro, the Doctor in Attendance at Ringside, Dr. Fred Heinbach, the Timekeeper at the Bell, Mike Mittman, the referees for this hour of wrestling, Dick Worley, Wee Willie Weber, and my name is Joe McHugh. Now the opening contest, it is a non-title tag team match. It is scheduled for one fall with a 10-minute time limit. Here in the corner to my left, from Kansas City, weighing 280 pounds, here is Tank Patton. And his partner from the Amazon regions of South America, weighing 260 pounds, the Golden Terror. And in the corner to my right, the tag team champions of the world from Montreal, Canada, weighing 240 pounds, Dino Bravo. And his partner from Venice, Italy, weighing 256 pounds, it is Dominic DeNucci.
So there we have the principals in the opening contest. Dominic DeNucci, Dino Bravo, fine athletes, and it's fluid motion. Watching them function as a unit, we're set for the action to begin.
So we're starting off with tag team action. The tag team champions, Dominic DeNucci and Dino Bravo, in a non-title match, going to be good against the Golden Terror and Tank Patton. We saw Tank Patton last week going up against SD Jones. Yeah, we saw him there as a time limit draw, I believe. Golden Terror in the ring, start of his team, all in one, a yellow singlety all in one thing and a yellow mask, gold boots, obviously supposed to be gold, but it's more yellow. And Dominic DeNucci, red trunks, black boots. Dino Bravo behind the roof of his back grabs the Golden Terror, and nothing happens. Dick Worley, the referee. As you would expect. Wee Willie Webb is back. He was back last week, I think. But he wasn't here the week before, was he? But never, I don't know anything about Wee Willie Webber. He's here for a while. I think he's obviously a 70s guy. But, yes. Golden Terror now with an armbar on Dominic DeNucci. Dominic DeNucci manages to tag in Dino Bravo. Red tights, red boots, green knee pads. Both men circling. Calling over a tie-up. Side of luck by the Golden Terror. Golden Terror cinching it in. Shove off by Dino Bravo. Shoulder tackle down goes to Dino Bravo. Off the ropes comes the Golden Terror over the top. Off the ropes again. Leapfrog. Poorly done by Dino Bravo. Well, not poorly done by Dino Bravo. Golden Terror didn't get down enough. Irish whip by Dino Bravo. Golden Terror is backdropped. Dino Bravo picks up the Golden Terror and slams him down with authority. Golden Terror tags in Tank Patton. Black tights, black boots. He's got green boots, it's probably like general boots, whatever you call them. Both men circling. Dominic DeNucci giving some instructions to Dino Bravo. Calling over a tie-up. Side headlock by Tank Patton. Oh, right, Brian blocked by Dino, one of his own. Pinks up Tank. Oh, slams him down. Tank is a big boy. Very big man. Tagging to Dominic DeNucci. Dominic DeNucci's in. Oh, big right-handed Tank in the corner. Dominic brings Tank in the middle of the ring. Picks him up. Holds him. Slams him down. Goes for the cover. One, two. Kick out by Tank. Need Dominic DeNucci right on the head to escape the pin. Right hand by Tank. And again, forearm shiver by Tank. DeNucci in the middle of the ring. Side headlock by Tank, tagging the Golden Terror. Oh, big kick there by the Golden Terror. Forearm smash. Forearm smash. Irish, no, yep, Irish whip by the Golden Terror. Oh, elbow to the chest. It's a sort of a clothesline, but looked a bit shitty. Snapmare by the Golden Terror. Kick to DeNucci. DeNucci's in the ropes. DeNucci's got hold of the Golden Terror by the head. Had the nose and then took the nose away from him. Golden Terror checking out the proboscis. Oh, forearm smash by Dino Bravo on the outside, following the Irish whip of Dominic DeNucci. Dominic DeNucci picks up Golden Terror. Forearm smash. Golden Terror wobbly on his feet. Forearm smash. Oh, down goes the Terror. Dominic DeNucci grabs him by the legs, drags him in at the corner. Does he? No. Dominic DeNucci's going to slingshot the Golden Terror, but looks at it. Got him by the legs. Slingshots him into the right hand of Dino Bravo. Golden Terror falls backwards. Dominic DeNucci goes for the pin. One, two. No, kick out. This is terrible. Danucci and Bravo aren't too bad. It's just Golden Terror's a bit pants. Oh, and even though they're faces, they're kind of acting like heels. Because Dino Bravo has now turned the mask of the Golden Terror around, so the Golden Terror can't see a thing. And they're being very heely. Golden Terror just spinning around and around and around. Now gets his mask back in position. And Dominic DiNucci, oh, big right hand right to the mush. Golden Terror tags in Tank Patton. Tank Patton now in. Calling over a tie-up. Both men jostling. Recognised by Tank Patton. Elbow shot to the head, or forearm smash. Snap mare by Tank. Stomp to the chest. Stomp to the chest. Picks up DiNucci. Picks him up and slams down DiNucci. Tank Patton off the ropes. Choo choo! Nope, misses the elbow. I don't know what noise a tank makes. Slow and plodding are the tanks. Dino Bravo now tagged in. Whoops, Tank Patton. Drop kick by Dino Bravo. Holy moly. Tank Patton drop kicked into his own corner and tagged the Golden Terror. He's met by a forearm smash and a forearm smash by Dino Bravo in the corner. Dino Bravo hip tosses the Golden Terror out of the corner. And another drop kick by Dino. Holy moly. Dino stops him from going outside. Smashes him over the... brings him in over the top rope. Irish whip again by Dino Bravo. Dino Bravo is a house of fire. Another drop kick to the Golden Terror. Tags in Dominic DiNucci. Golden Terror is whipped by Dino Bravo and is caught by Dominic DiNucci in a aeroplane spin, maybe. He's got him in a spinny aeroplane spin. Dunks him down. Goes for the cover. Un, dos, tres. Winners of the match, the WWF World Tag Team Champions, Dino Bravo and Dominic DiNucci.
Golden Terror trying to regain his equilibrium. Let's get the official time, if we may.
It is a time, 6 minutes and 24 seconds. The winners, the tag team champions of the world, Dino Bravo and Dominic DiNucci.
The question is, will the Golden Terror find his sea legs here? No. The Golden Terror... well, his equilibrium all messed up thanks to Dino Bravo and Dominic DiNucci. The Worldwide Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions on the victory. We shall return, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue with a one-of-a-kind, to say the least, Lou Albano's pride and joy, the animal George Steele.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next contest is set for one fall with a 10-minute time limit. Here in the corner to my right, from Puerto Rico, weighing 210 pounds, here is Gene Crespo. And he's just ready to step into the ring from Detroit, Michigan, weighing 278 pounds. Here he is, George the Animal Steele.
There's a good look at him. Look at the hairy physique of the animal, and no hair at all, only folds of...
So we've got the most Italian-sounding Puerto Rican, Gene Crespo's here. Black tights, black boots. Going up against George the Animal Steele. Black and red tights, red boots. This is not the George Steele of, like, 1987, 1986. This is not the comic George Steele. This is the animal. This is the mad. This is the heel George Steele. George Steele has probably been wrestling since fucking Nostradamus. He's doing the old gimmick where he's not got anything in his hands, but he's got it in his mouth. I've seen some early George Steele matches before, and they are very, very fucking tedious. What? Fucking...
Well, referee, finds difficulty in looking around that almost 300-pound bulk of the Alamo Steel to find the object that was, as we saw,
do this.
We also clearly saw that green tongue lashing about a moment ago.
Lou Albano is his manager, but Lou Albano is not here. So I'm not entirely sure where Albano is. I'm just trying to see when Steel fucking started wrestling. But Kane's match is being a pain in the bum. Nope.
It really hasn't been explained in any detail as to why.
There we go, George Steele. 5.4 rating on there. So he had his last match in 2001, and he had his first match in 1965. He was the student wrestling in Sheik's. I think that's the Sheik's thing at Big Time Wrestling. Yeah, Big Time Wrestling. That's the Sheik's promotion. He wrestled Bruno in 1968. He wrestled in the original the Washington tapings that they used to do of WWF. Like this. So he's been in and out of the WWF for quite a while. He's here forever. I think once he comes in, he's in here forever. He's here till 87, 88, 89, 88. Wrestles his last match of the WWF 24th of August 1988. He then obviously comes back. He wrestles on Monday Night Raw on the 29th of December 1997. Teams with Taka Michinoku against Brian Christopher and Jerry Lawler. He's also on Raw in 1999, where he loses to Droz. You just mentioned our vantage point. He wrestled on the legendary Heroes of Wrestling pay-per-view in 1999, losing to Greg Valentine. He's also in January the 10th, 2000, Monday Nitro. He beats Jeff Jarrett in the Bunkhouse Brawl match. And then, like I said, still wrestles. His last match is the 29th of July in 2001. So he's got a 40-odd year career, something like that. Oh, big right hand there by the animal. As you could expect, while I've been talking here, he's been working over Crespo with a weapon in his hand. Every time the referee comes near him, he hides it. You know, typical heelish stuff. Jim Myers, I believe, is his real name. He's a legendary as a teacher in the summer. When he's not here, he's basically being a teacher. George Steele with his green tongue sticking out, choking Gene Crespo. He's got that weapon, I think, concealed in his hand, so it's sticking in the throat of Gene Crespo. Very hairy individual is George. George. Get him, George. Get him, George.
Seems like the tongue even more elongated than we have seen in the past.
Vince putting over the tongue.
The tactics used by George Steele.
I don't think he's attacking turnbuckles at this time. I think that happens when he's a face, I think. So George Steele has got no real wrestling ability. I don't think he takes many fucking bumps, especially when he's in these kind of matches. He might do in house shows when he's going up against other names, but now with the arm of Gene Crespo, biting the arm of Gene Crespo on the ropes, numbing down on the upper arm Crespo. Hammerlock now, and the lifting hammerlock submission maneuver by George the Animal Steele. Gene Crespo gives. The winner of the match is George Animal Steele, and he now continues to stomp on the arm, work over that injured arm now of Gene Crespo.
George Steele continuing, even though that he's won the match, George Steele continues to hammer that left arm of Gene Crespo. Let's get the official time.
It is a time, 5 minutes and 34 seconds. The winner, George the Animal Steel.
George Steel victorious, and you wonder if he's going to eat another buckle. Look at him, savoring that corner pad. Look, have you ever seen in your life anything like that? The Animal victorious. We shall return in a moment with a most interesting interview. Is it true, Louis Albano, that you condone, if not downright enjoy, what went on in the ring a few moments ago with George Steele against that young, inexperienced wrestler?
I honestly believe that it's beautiful, that it's exciting, that the man is one of a kind, that he is a special freak of nature, that he is a throwback from the Neanderthal man. Now look at the man. Yes, he's upset. Just a minute. May I step out of the picture for 1 minute?
Be my guest. George Steele having a few words with Lou Albano. Mr. Albano? We don't know whether this interview will continue or not. You never know with George Steele.
Vince McMahon, there have been questions about George Steele. They have asked and questioned his sanity, claiming that perhaps the man has schizophrenic or homicidal tendencies, claiming that the man's tongue has a green coating. Yes. This is true.
Would you please elaborate on that? Why is the tongue of George Steele green in coloration?
Well, it is a scientific fact that when aroused, certain people will secrete a solution from the stomach coming up. Hey. Now here is an ignorant woman sitting here with glasses on, a four-eyed specimen with a husband, a bean-bellied fat old man that will come here and sit and have the audacity to question the validity of the captain's speech.
No, please, please go on. I want to hear more myself. All right, now you were explaining about a certain secretion. All right, now what
there is a pancreatic secretion coming from the pancreas of the body that comes up through the esophagus and is excreted, coating the tongue. This only occurs when a man is aroused, only occurs when a man is provoked. Now, we have ignorant people here. The Hamburg area is not known to have intelligent people. This is a fact. Now, I would like to say this about George Steele.
No.
We are here now to formally, would you turn around please and look at this fat protrusion in the corner with the guy with glasses. Would you see that?
Come on, please, let's stick
to it. Well, it's distracting me while I'm talking. Now, George Steele is here to formally issue a challenge to
would you proceed, please?
Dino Bravo. Gorilla Monsoon, Larry Sabisco, Ivan Putski, hello Fats, Ivan Putski. Dusty Rhodes. Did I say Dino Bravo? Did I say Dominic DiNucci? Did I? Don't stand there with a stupidity look in your eyes. Did I? Did I mention the Worldwide Wrestling Federation champion, Bob Backlund?
Mr. Albano, we'll ask you another question about this most unique individual. Now, you personally train George Steele. And as such, is it not true that George Steele on occasion is given to unusual trips? Mr. Albano?
Well, let me say this. Quiet! 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 May I say at this time, there is no defense against George Steele. There is no way to prepare. The man is very radical. The man at times has a tendency to go off on his own. I believe I have a semi-control of the man.
I think we fully understand
that. I believe,
that.
Wait a minute, don't cut me off, I'm talking.
We're out of time, Louis Alba.
Our ladies and gentlemen, the next contest, a tag team match. It is scheduled for one fall with a 10-minute time limit. But first, allow me to introduce the manager. Here he is, Captain Lou Albano. And here in the corner to my right, from Dawson, Georgia, weighing 220 pounds, here is Charlie Brown. And his partner from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, weighing 240 pounds, S.D. Special Delivery Jones. And in the corner to my left, hailing from the Yukon with a combined weight of 557 pounds, here are the Lumberjacks, Pierre and Eric.
Pierre and Eric, the Lumberjacks, readying themselves to face this newly formed tag team combination of Charlie Brown and SD Special Delivery Jones.
So we're back, tag team action. Charlie Brown and SD Jones going up against the Yukon Lumberjacks, managed by Captain Lou Albano. SD Jones starting first team. Oh, knocks down Captain Lou. Captain Lou decided to have a run at SD Jones and he knocked him down. So SD Jones wearing white trunks, white and brown boots, going up against the Yukon. Is that Pierre? I think that's Pierre. He's wearing black tights, black boots. He's the smaller of the two Lumberjacks. SD Jones keeping an eye on Captain Lou. SD Jones calling the baton. Pierre now rams him into the ropes. Captain Lou getting a shot in behind the SD Jones' back. Pierre knocks SD down through the ropes onto the floor. It's a bigger Yukon. Eric, he's wearing black tights, black boots as well. That is Scott Irwin, brother of Wild Bill. Oh, clobbering shot now by Pierre on the ring on SD. SD fighting back, now fighting back. Big headbutt by SD Jones. SD's fired up, baby. He's fired up, if you will. Lou Albano getting a bit too close to the ring. SD Jones now backing Pierre round. Pierre getting some words of wisdom from Eric.
Moment ago, Pierre whispering.
Tagging Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown, brown tights, black boots. This is Charlie Brown's debut, apparently, in All-Star Wrestling. Pierre picks him up from the side. Look, takedown by Charlie Brown. Pierre's shoulders are not quite down. Pierre gets out of that, rolls Charlie Brown around, goes for the cover. One. Two count. Double leg, no, single leg takedown by Charlie Brown into a single crab. Charlie Brown holding the leg. Pierre kicks out. Both men circle. Single leg takedown by Charlie Brown again on Pierre. Pierre kicks him off. Charlie Brown's only got one knee pad on for some reason. Oh, big forearm smash there by Pierre on the ropes. Tags in Big Eric. Eric's in. Oh, kicks the chest. His boot is as nearly big as fucking Charlie Brown's fucking whole chest. Oh, clobbering forearm smash there by Eric. Brings Charlie Brown at the middle of the ring. Picks him up with ease. And slams him down. And, oh, stomp. Stomp to the chest. Stomp.
Not
Notwithstanding. Irish whip. Oh, Charlie Brown's Irish whipped into the foot of Pierre. Tag into Pierre. Oh. Pierre now. Oh, we're going to have a Charlie Brown with kicks and knees. Charlie Brown is slammed by Pierre. Pierre goes for the... Nope. Oh, leg drop by Pierre. And again by Pierre, leg drop. Goes for the... Nope. Picks him up. Side headlock, tag into Eric. And... Oh, punch to the gut by Eric as he came in. Picks up Charlie Brown, slams him down. Eric's going for a beautiful elbow drop there by Pierre, by Eric. Holy moly. Someone's lighting up a cigarette in the front row. Tag it to Pierre. Oh, forearm smash to the back. Oh. Pierre tag his partner Jones kicking again. Pierre Irish whips Charlie Brown. Oh, kick to the gut. Tag it to Eric. Eric now in. Pierre's holding him. Oh, Eric kicks him right in the gut again. SD Jones trying to get in the ring. Reverse chin lock by Eric. Tag was made. Charlie SD Jones is in. SD Jones is in. Call an elbow. Oh, punch by SD. Punch by SD. Big punch by SD. And again, rocking the big Yukon. Lumberjack. Headbutt by SD. Tag it. Why has he tagged him in? Oh, SD, what are you doing? He's just tagged in Charlie Brown again. Headbutt by Charlie Brown. And again by Charlie Brown. But Eric goes down and punches him in the gut. Both men on their knees. Punching each other, but a big knee lift by Yukon Eric. Tags in Pierre. Double Irish whip by the Lumberjacks. Double chop. Double axe. 1, 2, 3. Winner of the match, the Yukon Lumberjacks.
So, Yukon Lumberjacks once again chalk up another victory over a newly formed combination. SD Jones and his partner, Mr. Charlie Brown, who... made his first appearance here this week on All-Star Wrestling.
And the time, 5:49. The winners, the Yukon Lumberjack.
Lou Albano, a happy man. Victory once again for his tag team tandem. Let's go back and take another look at the at this specialty of the Lumberjacks, the double axe now, whipped to the ropes. Charlie Brown, and then, my goodness, watch him hit the canvas. It just it's a devastating thing, bouncing off the canvas and what have you. Tried to get up, but no, sir, it's a cover all the way, and lights out for Charlie Brown. We shall return, ladies and gentlemen, with the next contest, and just a few moments featuring, rather, the Iron Greek Spiros Arion.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the next contest, it is set for one fall with a 10-minute time limit. But first, here is that colorful fashion plate of wrestling, Fred Belassie. And in the corner to my left, from Athens, Greece, weighing 260 pounds, here is the Iron Greek, Spiros Arion. And in the corner to my right, from Chicago, Illinois, weighing 260 pounds, Pete Austin.
Pete Austin.
Pete Austin with a lovely white man throw here. Black singlet, black boots going against the Iron Greek Spiros Arion. Deep joy. Red trunks. Black boots, man's boy. The fashion plate. Classy Freddy Blassie wearing a lovely tangerine ensemble again, as he did last week. I'm guessing this is probably the same. Yeah, I think this is the same taping. So, Spiros Arion, though, in control with a rear choke of some sort. Headlocky choke maneuver. Brings Pete Austin across to the second rope. Now drapes him across the second rope. Oh, knee to the back by Spiros. And again. And again. And again. Stumping away now at Pete Austin. We will be backing him off. All over Pete Austin. Spiros again with a knee to the back. Oh, God, good Lord, I think that was a fucking live round, that one. You could hear that one. Smashed him in the face. Jesus. Pete Austin now in the corner, getting obliterated by Spiros Arion.
Austin certainly has the size to be a good wrestler. And the only way you can gain experience is jump right in there with the best of them.
So why is your name Spiros Arion? Fucking shit. Have we got much longer, this fucking prick? I can't remember. I fucking hope not. Because he's fucking diabolical. Oh god, is it? Championship, Prism. Championship. All Star. Yes. He's here a few more times, but they're in tag matches the next few times, so we might not see them because of the footage. Yes, hopefully we can get the next few times we do see him, hopefully they're in tag matches, so it won't be so bad. Spiros stomping away on the head and the back of Pete Austin. Spiros backs Pete into the corner. They're choking him away in the corner. For no fucking reason. Oh, punching him now. Punching Pete Austin. Pete Austin isn't a small man. They're about sort of a similar size and build. Spiros Arion now. Oh, no, with a cravat. Cravat hold on the head there. Working over the neck. Of Pete Austin. Oh, snapmares him over. Now, twisting the head over. You see the same couple of guys in the front row there all the time. They are, there's a guy with a hat and some glasses, an older gentleman. There's a larger gentleman with a tank top and a shirt on, and there's another larger gentleman with some glasses. They're all sort of, they look like maybe dads and uncles or whatever, dads and sons, but they're always in the same place on the hard cam, always here. Over on the Memphis show, they talk a few weeks ago about how there was a four-week wait for tickets back in 1984. You had to apply, the tickets were free, but you had to apply for the tickets. And there was a four-week wait. Spiros Arion picks up Pete Austin and slings him over his shoulder with a backbreaker and wins the match. So I don't know if there was a wait for the tickets here, if you just sort of basically just turned up and got in, because obviously the field house here in Hamburg is a lot bigger than the WMC studios in Memphis. Any one of you out there who listens, if you ever went to these shows, just drop us a line at Old Bakery Pro and let us know. Could you just walk up and queue and get in, or did you have to apply for tickets? Or, cause I'm guessing you probably had to pay for this rather than in the TV studios they didn't. So if you went, can remember what happened, just let me know. Whatever happened there at Old Bakery Pro, and it'd be interesting to find out how the whole deal went down. You know how it went down there in 1978.
Our ladies and gentlemen, the next contest, a six-man tag team match. It is scheduled for one fall or two curfew. Here in the corner to my left, from Tokyo, Japan, weighing 272 pounds, here is Strong Kobayashi. One of his partners from Canada, weighing 295 pounds, Frank the Moose Monroe. And the other partner from Montreal, Canada, weighing 301 pounds, Butcher Paul Vachon. And then in the corner to my right, from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, weighing 250 pounds, Larry Zbysko. And from Morgan's Corner, Arkansas, weighing 601 pounds, Haystack Calhoun. And from the Isle of Samoa in the South Pacific, weighing 275 pounds, High Chief Peter Mynea.
What a collection of people we have in this six-man tag. We have got on one side Moose Monroe, Strong Kobayashi, and Butcher Vashon going against Peter Maivia, Larry Zbysko, and allegedly 601 pound Haystacks Calhoun. Last time we were here, Haystacks Calhoun teamed with Larry Zbysko, and we picked up that there is no fucking way that Haystacks Calhoun is 601. I was listening to an old episode of Greetings from Allentown, episode 106, the other day, and that was also brought up by Pete and Keithy, saying that there is no fucking way that Haystacks Calhoun is 601 pounds. There is no way he is fucking bigger than fucking Andre. There is no way he is bigger than Yokozuna at one point. He's got normal sized fucking legs. He's got a normal sized body. He's just a little bit fat. There is no way he is anything more than fucking... There's no way he is more than 500 pounds, not alone fucking 601. He's easily 450, 475, 500 fucking tops. There is no way. He's like, he's a similar size to what Gorilla Monsoon was when Monsoon was wrestling. So where they get this 601 pound bullshit from, then God knows. But Zbysko's in there. He started off black tights, black boots. He's now in there with Strong Kobayashi, who is yellow and red three quarters, no boots. Strong Kobayashi being taken down by arm drags, and he now goes out of the ring. Obviously getting booed. Now comes back in the ring. He's complaining of trunks being pulled. There's Zbysko getting in the face of Dick Worley, saying he didn't pull the trunks.
So once again, we'll see what Mr. Vachon
does. Butcher Vachon now back in. Black singlet, black boots, with a lovely red trim around the black singlet. Side headlock now by Butcher. Shove off by Zbysko. Shoulder tackle down goes Zbysko. Butcher comes off the ropes, and his hip tossed down by Zbysko. And another hip toss by Zbysko. Tags in Haystacks Calhoun. Brown boots. Denim singlet. Obviously because he's a fucking hillbilly. Ha ha ha. Moose Monroe's in there. Black and red trunks. Black boots. Haystacks Calhoun the same height as Moose Monroe. Like we said, there is no fucking way he's 600 pounds. Not with those fucking legs. He's got a big fucking butt, a big bit of a gut, but there's no way. No, I would put money on him not being 601 pounds. Oh, forearm smash by Zbysko on Monroe. Haystack Calhoun rams the head of Monroe into the top turnbuckle and then fats him in the corner. And again fats him in the corner. Haystack now grabs him in a bear hug. Bear hugging Monroe in the corner. Oh, regular ice by Monroe. Tag from Calhoun and Zbysko. Zbysko now in. Oh, fisticuffs between Monroe and Zbysko. Zbysko Irish whips Monroe. Oh, knee to the gut. Tags in the High Chief. Pink trunks, no boots. That legendary fucking leg tattoo. Picks up Moose. Oh, drops him across the gut. Gut buster by Peter Maivia. Tags in Haystacks. Calhoun, oh, splash, 1, 2, 3. The winners of the match, Haystacks Calhoun, Peter Maivia, and Larry Zbysko.
Well, sir, if we may, we'll get an interview with Haystacks Calhoun. And let's get the official time, first of all.
It is a time, 3 minutes and 28 seconds, and the winners, Larry Zbysko, Haystack Calhoun, and High Chief Peter Villa.
If we may, ladies and gentlemen, we will in fact have an interview with the winners here of this last contest of this week. To my right, Larry Zbyszko. And Larry, a six-man tag team match is a difficult match. I mean, a lot of action going on in the ring, is there not?
It is, Vince, because a six-man, there's no strategy. You can't plan any strategy whatsoever. Because there's too many men and too many things that could happen that aren't that wouldn't be expected. So there's no strategy. It's just an ad-lib type of move for move and play it by your match, which is hard.
Well, you and Haystacks, of course, have had a great deal of success in just an ordinary tag team here. You had Peter Maivia with you in the six-man. How does a six-man Haystacks differ from just a regular tag team?
Well, let me say once again, we proved that the big splash still works. Do you know, neighbor, in a six-man tag, they're coming at you from all sides. You can't plan any strategy like
it's the same fucking height as Vince. There's no way he's £601. I am calling bullshit.
You just have to get in there and do your best. Try to watch your back. You know, with partners like Larry and like Peter, you kind of forget your back for a minute because they're going to watch it for you.
No question about it. We've seen you fellas together with unusual maneuvers, to say the least, but the ones that you, I think, Haystacks, more or less originated, and of course, originating one thing and having it on the blueprint, the drawing board, is one thing, but the execution is something else. And Larry, you've executed these maneuvers unbelievable. What is, if you could explain to the people exactly, what is a Statue of Liberty that you and Haystacks call a Statue of Liberty? What is that?
Well, a Statue of Liberty, Vince, is just a way of Haystacks and I saying to the people that we're out fighting for them. We won the match, and we're proud of it. And we're proud that we won the match because we've got the support of all the fans, and it's just a symbolic thank you, just like the Statue of Liberty welcomes everybody. We welcome the fans to see us.
One other maneuver, there's a specialty as well. What is the doggy in the window? Explain that for the fans, Haystacks.
Well, neighbor,
I imagine came from Arkansas, did they
right,
not?
Right, I originated those, neighbor. It's, you know, back whenever I was a kid, that doggy in the window was a popular song. And I got it, I like a doghouse. You know where a dog sticks his head out of the house and wags his tail or barks, whatever. Whenever I have a guy come between my legs, my partner, and he's playing like a little dog. He'll reach out and hit him and go back behind me and I'll protect him. So really, I originated those terms, like the Statue of Liberty, neighbor. You know, we never use it unless it's in a token of victory. When I got the guy down, I'm on top of him in a big splash. The man steps over on my back, just like what old Statue of Liberty stands for, victory.
Haystacks in the big splash. It's a maneuver, a highly successful one, to say the least. You've always had success with it, but at the same time, we've watched you very closely, especially here on television, slow motion. Now, there are many, many times that when you have your opponent down, that it seems to me that there are big splashes and then there are big splashes, if you know what I mean.
Well,
it appears to me that on occasion it depends on the opponent and the position that he's in. And if you don't like him or you're sort of riled up, as you say, there's that type of big splash that can be a devastating, literally bone-crushing type splash.
Well, let me start off by saying where I got the big splash was back home when I'd go down to the old swimming hole in the creek, jump in the creek, I knocked the creek dry. Oh, neighbor, that was a big splash, wasn't it? Then I got it where back years ago, maybe some of the people still remember, when I used to jump on the boards and break them, 2x12s,
sure,
with my stomach. Well, neighbor, that's the way I developed the big splash, by the way. But you know, like you said, whenever I'm in there to win. Basically, that's my purpose for the big splash. I'm not in there to cripple guys. However, I have broke a lot of ribs with a big splash. I put several guys in the hospital over the years.
Haystacks Calhoun, ladies and gentlemen, with what he termed the Polar Broadcast this week, his finest tag team partner ever, and Larry Zbyszko. And I'm quite certain you'll be seeing a great deal more of this tag team combination.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that has ended the show. Haystacks got cut off there, but yeah, he's the same fucking height. There's the same height as Vince. He's the same height as Zbyszko. There's no way he's 601. Like I said, no more than 500, I think. I could be wrong. He could be 601, but just built really fucking weirdly. But, call him bullshit. Anywho, that was the 13th of May, 1978. Next week, we're going to be fast-forwarding to the 3rd of June, 1978. So don't forget to join us here each and every other week on the Place to Be Wrestling Network. One week, it's Hamburg All-Stars. The following week is Monday Night Project. We're over there. We are covering January 1996 WCW Saturday Night. So, ladies and gentlemen, Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for continued support. Please do not forget to follow us at Old Bakery Pro. Also, we've got youtube.com/@MemphisCast. ProWrestlingTees.com/MemphisCast. Patreon.com/MemphisCast if you want some extra content. So thank you very much to the fine folk of Hamburg, Pennsylvania. Thank you very much to the WWWF. Thank you very much once again to your fine selves for listening. And until next time.